who are trying to fucking ruin your life. That's if they don't poison you or your loved ones or haven't already. The politics at this point, it's almost laughable. Some of the things and the stunts that these people are pulling. In that vein, we talked about this for at least a month plus, and in recent weeks, about the mystery variant that's going to be coming that's so powerful. Walensky first said it, and then Fauci said so powerful that no pharmaceutical will be able to beat it back. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well on Hotwire. A story broke today that I was calling it the Blob, like the movie from the Blob back in the day, 1958, I think, where it's just an old bad horror movie where the Blob takes over whole cities and eats. Nothing can stop the Blob. Well, the Blob has been spotted, and this isn't Chris Christie. The Blob has been spotted in Kentucky in a nursing home. So they've already planted that seed. Of course, they plant that seed at the same time they have to admit that breakthrough cases are expected to become normal, if they have been normal. And we've talked about on here that the Delta variant is nothing more than vaccine-injured people being dubbed or termed the Delta variant. And here we have the Blob variant spotted in Kentucky. It's like the movie The Blob. I mean, when we laid it out, it was kind of funny. But now it's actually becoming truth to power. It was spotted in Kentucky in a nursing home. I mean, it's like, oh, the Blob's coming. Why do you think they're doing that? We'll talk about tomorrow. You can do the math. Just think, this is a little podcast. I mean, we have some pool, we have some hooks, right? But I'm sitting here telling you that it's going to be an ugly fall and ugly winter. Imagine what they know. Now, we know a lot of what they know because we have fantastic sources. I have my whole career, and we work hard to get them and keep them and develop them and to vet them. Just the way they set up the Delta variant, of course, there's no way to prove if you actually... You can't even make it up. If you're in the fucking hospital and they say you have the Delta variant, well, how do you prove that? Do you have a test? No. Then I don't have a fucking Delta variant. What are you talking about? There's no test. So how do I have the Delta variant? Because that's what's down in the paperwork. Oh. So if they can't tell the difference between Delta or Mu or anything else, what about the Blob variant? How are they going to know? They just make it up. You know how the National Weather Service and these folks and NOAA, N-O-A-A, how they make up names for hurricanes? This is the same thing. They just make shit up. And they sell it to you. And they have their media partners sell it to you. And through repetition, pure repetition, they jam it down your throat and into your brains and make you think it's something legitimate. It is not. There's nothing legitimate about any of this. We've said that for 18 months. So this week we had one distraction after another. That's the way DC loves it. They wheeled this idiot out, this mannequin, on the floor of the United Nations. And, you know, I didn't even play it. They had to have two people come out with Biden and lead him to the fucking podium. I'm not kidding. He came out from backstage. Not like he had to walk down the aisle or anything. From backstage, 40 feet, they had to walk him and show him where the podium was. And then when he left, they made sure he got backstage. Does this sound like a fucking disgrace? They're playing you for a dope all day long. All right, we got one more video I want to throw you just for the hell of it. And this is, get your creep meter, your cringe meter, and your creep meter. Smells like Teen Spirit. I'm sure it did when Bill Gates was together with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm sure it smelled about a lot of things. Nothing to do with money. Keep in mind, this at the time, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world when he was hanging out with Epstein. The richest man in the world, Bill Gates. And now he claims as his alibi for meeting with Epstein that he was asking Epstein for money. Let's go to videotape.
Reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
You know, I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, you know, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. You know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. You know, those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
It was reported that you continue to meet with him over several years. And that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. You know, that's what I get up every day and focus on. Well, he's dead.
Reach out, touch faith.
Yeah, Gates. Epstein was his own personal Jesus, right? He was going to get money from Epstein. What an alibi. I wonder how many people he had to pay to come up with that bullshit. How do you get in on that PR team? Did you see this guy? I mean, if you were a seasoned interrogator and he was a criminal suspect and this is him and you filmed this interrogation, first of all, it's only a minute and a half long, this reporter from PBS, out of nowhere. It illustrates a number of things. Number one is how these guys react when they don't know a question's coming is night and day compared to how they answer these things so confidently, because they know that the questions are coming. They know the content. I mean, they have cheat sheets for every interview. Well, he didn't have one here. So he's fumbling around. He's fidgeting. You'll see him fidget with his ring, his wedding ring finger, except he's not wearing a wedding ring anymore. So that looked kind of weird. I would look at that as a cop. I'd say, oh, he's fidgeting with his finger. He's very fucking nervous. He's handsy. I'm sure he was handsy too when he was hanging out with Epstein. But anyway, is there any part of your intellect or any bone in your body that thinks this guy is telling the truth, that he was hanging out with Epstein for money? Of all the people Bill Gates could pick up the phone in the world and ask for money, he's hanging out with Epstein? And that wedding ring that he's fidgeting with, that's not there anymore. Why is it not there anymore? Because when Melinda found out what happened, how many times did this guy actually hung out with Epstein? Melinda was in the wind and took half of, conceivably half of his dough with him, with her. That wasn't a Freudian slip, by the way. So What were you doing with Epstein, Bill? And the most bizarre answer. First of all, he's so uncomfortable. It's great to see an asshole like that squirm. Because he's done so much harm to people. But he's proud. So why did you meet with him? I'm proud of the work our foundation's done. What does that have to do with you having your pants off hanging out with Epstein? The most bizarre, one of the most bizarre, there's a couple bizarre moments there, but when she says, have you learned anything from this woman? Well, he's dead. What? I'll play it again in post-production. Maybe I'll fuck with the video a little bit and, you know, look at his hands and stuff if we have time. Well, he's dead? That's the lesson you learned? What does that mean? Are you sending some kind of cryptic message to other people? I mean, what was that about? And you see why this guy doesn't do impromptu interviews. He's a fucking train wreck. He's a train wreck. A creep. It's cringeworthy. And he's got creep written all over him. You tell me this guy wasn't parading around in his underwear or worse. Trying to keep it G-rated. This is a family show, for fuck's sake. I told you that. There'd be a little bastards listening to this. What an interview. What a clip. The Young Buck sent that. Hey, Chief, look at this one. This is a good one. People got to... This is a head scratcher. Yeah, you're hanging out with Epstein because he wanted to help people. Global health. Fuck out of here, Bill. Fuck out of here. Just like Melinda, she got the fuck out too. Well, listen to a little Jeff Healey, confidence man. And we're just talking about a couple confidence men. What a follow-up. We'll go right from Gates to one of his top puppets. Another confidence man. Another con man. Running the Corona con. Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says he supports COVID vaccine mandates for children. What a surprise. Why wouldn't he? Didn't Dr. Mengele experiment on children? The angel of death, Dr. Mengele. What will be Joseph Mengele from the Third Reich? What will be Fauci's legacy? It's not going so well. They're trying to keep a lid on it, of course. Time has a funny way of revealing all truths, though. Even if we can't prove certain things, many folks understand something is greatly amiss, and that's putting it nicely. What will Fauci's legacy be? Will he be a Mengele? If it breaks down the way we've been seeing it break down, he's going to make Mengele look like a training film. And I told you for a long time they're going to come after the kids. That's what they wanted to do in the fall. Now, we said that in February. Dr. Fauci says he supports COVID vaccine mandates for kids and children. Doesn't even matter if the science does not support it. You know who supports it? Gates supports it. His stake in Moderna. Fauci's stake in Moderna. Money supports it. The elites support it. Fuck science. They just make science up. They just make facts up. Fauci is saying that he favors the COVID-19 vaccination mandates in schools. And isn't that strange? Because we're just weeks away from the anticipated approval of the vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. Our folks in the FDA say it's already done. They just have to wait to make it look good. How fucking sick is that? They have to wait to make it look good. It's already been rubber stamped. Children under 12 are not eligible to get jabbed yet, but federal regulators are likely to okay the Pfizer-BioNTech for use in kids 5 and up as early as October. I've talked about that on this very podcast. I know there's a lot of pushback against mandates, Fauci said. But I think we're in such an emergency situation with 150,000 cases that we're having each day. Yeah, those numbers are fucking legitimate. Just one lie after another. We know the numbers are rigged. We know. This is a big payday. This will be a big payday for Pfizer. It'll be a big payday for Moderna. And they're not going to miss it. They don't give a fuck. My God. What are they going to do, folks? I mean, seriously. When these sick kids start popping up all over the place who get these jabs. And what is the matter with you as a parent that you would sit there and line your kid up for something that's an experimental chemical? Because the folks who have participated in the trials for Moderna and Pfizer have done just that. It's, do you give a fuck about your kids? Obviously not. I read one mom, she said, we're doing it. It's such an honor. It's such an honor to have our child involved in benefiting humanity.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
You can't fix a dummy like that. There's a saying that I think one of my Polish relatives told me. Children pay for the sins of their parents. Well, this is the poster. The poster boy, the poster girl for that. People think that having children be required to get vaccination is a very novel thing. It isn't. Right now, if you want to go to many schools, most public schools, you've got to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis. Okay, fuckstick. He keeps going to this. This is his big new argument. Took him 18 months to come up with this bullshit. You don't get vaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, or hepatitis when you fucking have it, when it's active. You get it to prevent an outbreak, etc. If there's an outbreak and it's an active virus, that's number one. Number two, these vaccines took years to develop. These vaccines were developed when you could still sue the shit out of the pharmaceutical companies if they killed you or harmed you. So these are old school vaccines. which means they work, because if they didn't work, pharmaceutical companies would have went bye-bye. So what the fuck is he talking about? These things take years. These dopes, I talk about it with some callers. They put put no work into this a couple weeks. Give me a break. That's why people are getting sick. And they don't work. They don't prevent you from getting fucking COVID. In fact, when you get it, you get it worse. I'm not making this up. These are fucking facts. Fauci is using a combination straw man argument and just lies. It's just one lie after another. He keeps going back to the well. The very fact that this guy is still on TV and everything, it's just so much more proof that this is a scam. Any other business, any place else in the world, if this was private sector, he would have been out of a job and never to work again. He would be under the bridge with those Haitians in Texas. That's where he would fucking be. And that's where he belongs. Unemployed, out of the way, no medical license. You imagine this guy being your doctor? You have cancer. I'm sorry you have cancer. And the next day he calls. Guess what? You don't have cancer. It's crazy. You don't have cancer. I'm sorry. 2 days later. You know what? You got cancer. We made a mistake. 3 weeks later. Yeah, you don't have it. Fucking idiot. It's worse than idiot. He's a criminal. He should have been locked up a long time ago. Of course, they're constructing an argument that they've gone to great lengths to lay out so they can construct. Is that, if you don't get this stuff, you can't go to school. Yeah? So? You mean I can't go to your shitty public school? Oh, I can go to fucking school. There are many different ways to go to school, many different ways to get an education. Parents have to think outside the box. We hear from one of those parents tonight. So I will not ruin it for you. But as the song says, this goes round and round. Fauci just round and round. Just a fucking liar. A liar. A criminal. An arch fucking criminal. And if we had Highway to Hell as a license song, that would be his theme. That's where he and his friends are going. They are on a highway to hell. These are evil motherfuckers. Period. And the band is Rat, and we are discussing rats. Believe me. Now we showed some of those videos in Melbourne. I wanted to open up with those. Now we have the story. Cops fire rubber bullets and arrest 200 at a massive Australian COVID lockdown protest in Melbourne. Did those guys look like they were causing problems to you? Just kind of hanging out, talking bullshit, and they're like, oh my God, he's chasing us. Now that's from a contact I know who sent that. That's not, probably you haven't seen that anywhere else. They're coming after us. And if you watch the video, fuck it, we'll play it again because I have to tell you. There's a guy walking his dog in the fucking park. And when the cops can't catch up to the crowd, they beat the shit out of this guy. He's walking his dog and they just come up on him and fucking beat on him. And I got other videos today from down under of people just talking to the police. Now, whether they're arguing with them or not, but it looked fairly civil. And somebody just comes up, cops just come up and cold cock these citizens, unarmed citizens, just fucking roundhouse them from behind, blindside of them. I'm like, what is going on here? Listen, I don't think I'm that atypical for most people. I grew up a fighter. That happened to me. I would regroup. Sometimes you got to regroup. You know, you're outmatched. I would regroup. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I don't want to get into it here. But you might have won the battle, pal. But I'm not going away. You just fucking poked a stick and woke up a sleeping bear. That kind of thing. Nobody's going to treat me that way or the people I know that way. It's crazy. Let's play the video again anyhow, so. It's been so long since we played it. It's been like an hour. I mean, with my attention span alone, I forgot. Let's go back to the videotape. See what I'm talking about? They ran that guy down. There's no excuse to act like that if you're in law enforcement. That's not law enforcement, but that's fucking That's brown shirts. That's 1930s, 1942, Germany, etc. It's two Nazi references. Now we got Mengele and we got brown shirts. You understand where this is going? I do not, and I never have. I've never thrown those terms around loosely or lightly. They're very serious to me. With German grandparents, right? I wouldn't just call somebody a Nazi. I wouldn't call him a brown shirt, and I wouldn't definitely not call anybody Dr. Mengele. But this is where we are. You understand? Let's see some of the things that happened there. Melbourne police fired rubber bullets into a crowd and arrested more than 200 people. It's the third straight day of anti-lockdown in Australia's second largest city, Melbourne. Melbourne is trying to maintain a strict stay-at-home orders to control the spread of COVID-19. You know there's five cases in Melbourne? I was reading today. Five cases. Not five deaths. Not five hospitalizations. Five people who tested positive for COVID-19 and could be treated at home, like most people end up being treated at home anyhow. Five fucking cases, and they locked down everybody. Insanity. You know, I talk about it later on one of the calls, so I won't go too far into it. We're talking about construction workers who are being cited as the first group to protest are also now subject to mandatory vaccination. I don't think this is going to get better. I think police made a mistake today. I really do. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. But as I say before, we're watching you folks down there and down under. And I stand with you guys in solidarity. I just want you to fight back. You know, don't go out on your fucking knees, man. Don't go out on your knees. Very important lessons in life. And we'll talk more. Have more freedom to talk about these things tomorrow. But we had a consortium here today with some former federal agents who said, you know what they should be doing? And we'll, we'll get into that tomorrow. Far be it for me to spark a revolution on the public podcast. You know, these tyrants in Australia were getting away with keeping these folks locked down, but then something snapped, man. And that's good. You know, you got to fight for your rights, man. You really do. And these guys, they'll take it all. They'll take them all. They're crazy. They're crazy down there, these so-called leaders. Of course, they're following a script. You know, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, or as Biden says, that fella from down under. This is who we're dealing with. He says, oh, don't worry, we're going to loosen the restrictions on the country's vaccination mandates and on the country's vaccination dystopian policies, just as if we can reach 70 or 80% people vaccinated. Oh, really? That's great. Thank you for the carrot and the stick. Take the stick and shove it right up your ass, Morrison. They always do that. All you have to do, it's like out of a movie. It's like out of the Hunger Games. All you have to do is get the jab. And things will go back to normal. Remember the end of, what's the movie that's popping into my, the end of Braveheart? All you have to do is apologize. And we'll have mercy on you. Just apologize. When they're torturing William Wallace. Just, all you have to do is do what we say. And we'll take care of you. Things will go back to normal. Oh, yeah, we've seen that bullshit before. Golf balls, batteries, and bottles were among the items thrown at police during the protests. What about the fact that the police attacked unarmed people? I don't see that in here. This is from the Daily Wire. They're usually trying to suck up to authority over there. I've gone the other way now. I've been a staunch supporter of police for a long time, but if you're going to pull this kind of shit and you're not going to be on the right side of the law, then you don't have my support. I don't have to kiss your ass any longer. I don't have to support you if you want to act like a fucking Nazi. Simple as that. And you don't get a blanket support from me. You don't get the benefit of the doubt. The next dude you gun down, quote unquote, accidentally, right? Look, it's a dangerous job and it's a dicey job, right?